Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Many Jewish Leaders Believed in Jesus as Their Messiah. Isn't that exciting? The Jewish people have many people believed on Jesus, but the whole community really wanted to keep the rules and the regulations of their religion and not accept the Lord of their religion. And who is the Lord? Jesus. And one day the Bible says they will accept Jesus as their Messiah as a whole. Like how America is embracing Jesus in our Christian faith as the leader of our Christian faith. And there's no other door that anyone can get in except through Jesus. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever people that believe the Bible have to believe in Jesus. Because the whole second part of the Bible is all about Jesus. And there's over 1,000 prophecies in the Old Testament about Jesus being the Messiah. All right. So, friends, we're just really excited that you can be with us today. And we would love for you to read the Bible with us in 1 year. We start in the beginning of the year and we end with the book of Revelation at the end of the year. And so every time you read the Bible, God will open up the scriptures to you and you will understand pretty much what is going on in the past and the present, you know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born. And now what's happening today in our near future. We need to know. We cannot be ignorant and forget about anything and say, well, we don't have to worry about it. You're going to be passing through something, and you're going to be here on this earth. When you see these signs, Jesus said, start looking up and remember that he's coming back one day. Okay, we're in the book of John 12 at the Passover when it was near. Many country people arrived in Jerusalem. Why did they go to Jerusalem? Even till today, at the Passover time, people go from all over around the world to Jerusalem. Why? Because we're Christians. We believe in Jesus. The Passover is about Jesus dying on the cross and being healed, being revived, and coming back to life. And people saw him for 50 years. He was on the earth after he died and rose again on the third day. That's the Christian tradition. You cannot have Christian tradition without Jesus. It does not gel. There is no other Savior, the Bible says. So the people wanted to see Jesus. Why did they want to see him? Why? Because they saw his miracles. They saw him die. They saw him. Well, at this point, he had not died yet, but they saw him raise the dead. They saw him deliver people from demonic presence. They saw him do many miracles. Well, What do you think? Will Jesus come to the Passover? Meanwhile, the chief priests and the Pharisees, remember those two categories, had publicly announced that anyone seeing Jesus must report him immediately so that they could arrest him. Why did they want to arrest him? 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived in Bethany, where Lazarus was the man he brought back to life. A banquet was prepared in Jesus' honor, and Martha served, and Lazarus sat at the table with him. Who is Lazarus? He's the man that died, and Jesus brought him back to life. And he was now here at the with his sisters, who begged Jesus to revive him. And now they were going to have dinner with all together. Then Mary took a jar of costly perfume and made an essence of nard and anointed Jesus' feet with it and wiped it with her hair. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who would betray him, said, "That perfume was worth a fortune. It should have been sold and the money given to the poor." Not that he cared for the poor, but he was in charge of the disciples' funds and often dipped into that fund for his own use. And Jesus replied, "Let her alone. She did it in preparation for my burial. You can always help the poor, but I will not be with you very long." And when the ordinary people of Jerusalem heard of his arrival, they flocked to him and to also see Lazarus, the man who had come back to life again. He was not the only person that he brought back to life, but this was a person that many people heard about, in specifically being brought back to life, and so they wanted to see him. Then the chief priest decided to kill Lazarus too, for it was because of him that many of the Jewish leaders deserted the church and believed in Jesus as their Messiah. The Jewish leaders did not want to lose anybody from their church. They were jealous of Jesus, people turning to Jesus, and so they wanted to kill him. And anybody that proved that Jesus was the Messiah, they wanted to kill them too. But you know what? One day soon, friends, the Jewish nation, the whole nation, all the priests, all of the religious people, all of those that have these ceremonies every year, will accept Jesus as their Messiah when they see his pierced hand. The Bible says one day they are going to recognize him as their Messiah, and they're going to accept him as their King and Lord. That's in the Word of God. That is the Word of God. Revelation 1:7-8 says, "See, Jesus is arriving surrounded by the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and those that pierced him." Who's the one who pierced them? Him. The Jewish people, the Jewish priests, the Pharisees, who didn't want him to take away the people that was feeding the church and providing all this religious services for people. But Jesus is coming back, and the Jewish people are going to recognize him once and for all as their king, as their Messiah. And nations will weep in sorrow and in terror when he comes. What nation? Every nation that doesn't accept the Lord Jesus. Every nation that has gone their own way and have become rebellious and turned away from God. Yes. Amen. And let it be so. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, says God, who is the Lord and all the powerful one who is and was and is coming again. Friends, do you love Jesus today? If you heard this message and you understand it, you understood it, what the message is saying, and you would like to know this Jesus of the Bible, pray with this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to fill me with that love, Father God, not only for you, but for the people, Father God, because there are many people who are lost and they think they're doing the right things and they're going in many ways that they shouldn't be going into. And Lord, I ask you to save me from my own sins. I cannot stop who I am and what I'm doing, Father God, but you can change me. You can give me a new heart. You can give me a new mind, a new way to think, Father God. And Lord, yes, God, I believe you died for me. You died on the cross on the third day. You rose from the dead, and you brought back the keys of death and hell. It's not my words. It's your words. I'm repeating what you said in the Word of God. So we believe it, Father God, because we have seen that there is nothing, as no one that can meet all of our needs like you can. And Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. I thank you for coming into my heart. I thank you for giving me a new life, changing my mind, changing my heart. And Lord, I promise to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friend, if you said that prayer with me, you know I said that prayer many years ago, and I've never forgotten it. I've stayed in the tradition. Did I make a lot of things wrong? Yes, I did. Did I serve him with all my heart? At times, no. But it's the process. Jesus changed me. Jesus gave me. Jesus helped me in my life, in every area of my life. And I'm here today to testify how faithful that God is. I hope you find that to be true. And I hope that you can let me know if you come to Jesus. And I encourage you to join us in the Bible Book Club. If you would like to be part of that Bible Book Club, just send me a request, and I will put you in that group. And you will be able to read the Word of God every single day. Not the whole scriptures for the day, but a part of it. And I hope that it will encourage you to read the Bible every day.